It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning. Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Had a little snowmageddon in the middle of the week. Had some bitter cold winter weather, and now it seems to be warming up a little bit where we are, and we got the mid-December thaw after we have a very slight freeze. So still great time to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, that's right. It's time for snow plows and shovels.
Right.
And, of course, keeping your smoker free of or your grill free of snow is a good idea too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You got to brush that stuff off. And like what I'm doing right now is I'm smoking for two events. I have to deliver them tomorrow. So when I get out of here, I'll be firing up the Generation 7, the one Tukes and I made. And I can get just enough product in there to handle these two events. But, of course, I've got a charity I'm donating to. Gave off a certificate for Doak Dean, one of the Dean kids. The Dean boys were both coaches in Lowell, and they both coached and taught my kids. And so when Doak became ill, I believe he had cancer or lymphoma. I can't remember now, but donated a certificate. And, of course, the wonderful lady that bought it is now wanting to feed her family. And so I'm bringing, it was a little bit of an extra big, a little bigger than the typical certificate. So I'm feeding a few people, and I'm going to go through some charcoal because, baby, it's cold. And when that black steel gets cold, it takes a while to heat it up. So all that said, get some extra charcoal.
Well, that and plan around it. And we're going to talk about gifts for the griller and maybe a blanket for your smoker. As funny as that sounds, that could be one if you continue to use it through the winter like Bob and I do. You can use those shipping blankets where you're packing blankets and things. You can go get those at like a U-Haul or someplace. They're only $4 or $5 a piece, but you'd be amazed the amount of heat that those things will hold in if you flop a couple of them around or over your smoker. But
it's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some grilling for the grannies. We've got a Lithuanian church on the northeast side of Grand Rapids, and there's about 25 ladies, I'm told, that are average age about 75.
Nice.
In the church.
So now I'm going to have to tell you to behave yourself and don't be hitting on them.
No, well, you know, my wife's going to be there too.
Oh, good. So she'll see to it.
Yeah, right. but anyway, so we're doing brisket. This is tomorrow, Sunday. We're doing brisket and we're doing chicken, and they wanted potato salad. So it's kind of a summer thing, but they wanted potato salad.
Well, I think your wife has a handle on that, doesn't she?
Right, yep. Mm-hmm. So that's why she's involved, and we're going to give them a little dessert.
And what time do you get done with that?
Oh, it's a stop and drop. They eat it hot. The church service gets done at 11:30, and they want to eat. So,
well, make sure you come over to Schmo's at 4:00 because
absolutely.
We have the 20th anniversary club party.
Right, this coming
and that's
tomorrow.
The second event I'll be bringing meat to.
Yeah.
That's all I have to bring is pulled pork and, of course, buns from the Wealthy Street Bakery.
Right. Yeah. Don't forget. Did you get me some?
I did.
Good. Thank you.
I ordered them.
That's for the ladies.
I didn't.
We'll pick them up after the show.
Yeah.
You sound like a couple of old ladies today. I swear. Yeah.
The older I get, the more I hear that, Conrad.
Comments from the cheap seat.
My boobs are getting kind of big, too, so you might be onto something there.
Right. Exactly. But comments from the cheap seats, if you don't know who that is. It's our producer, Conrad.
I don't know. I see you handing him money all the time. His seat's not as cheap as mine.
Right. Yeah. It's all good. But anyway, Conrad, we might cover this at the end of the show, but I understand there's a Jethro party coming up.
Yes.
And my wife this morning when I was getting ready, she's like, you got to get us that date because we want to go. And do you have that nailed down yet?
Sure. We do. It's Valentine's Day. It's at the American Legion on Wilson in Granville, Walker, Grand Rapids.
That Neil Fonger one?
Yeah. And we got a bunch of great bands, great food, and the tickets are not on sale yet.
Okay.
So just reserve the date and we'll let you know.
Very good.
And how many tickets are available? 300?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So get them early because it sold out last year way too fast.
Yeah.
You almost need a bigger venue, but it's such a cool facility.
Yeah, we're doing a big upgrade on the food this year. Steaks to your...
They fired us. They fired us, and then the food got better. Right?
That hurt.
Oh, man. If you don't want steak, they got the champagne chicken.
And we'll upgrade.
Yeah.
And steak, I think I'm busy that day.
Steak or champagne chicken. Neither of those are Grilling Guys items. I guarantee you that.
I think they both are. Champagne chicken sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a wine sauce.
You get to pick what, you know, how you want your steak done.
Do you do,
done,
that, do, you do that with Miller High Life, the champagne of beer?
Yeah. I think so.
You're always reaching.
But anyway, so Bob, we were going to talk about our friends from ThermoWorks.
Yeah, and we'll do that in, I think it looks like segment three. We can cover a bunch of it, but I have a, they sent us some nice presents, and it's the new RF.
Okay.
And that's what Chef, whatever his name, I can't think of their chef's name. Martin Earl. Chef Martin told us all about, well, they sent us a couple. They came in the mail this week, and I just last night pulled mine out and looked at it a little bit. I had put yours in the car as soon as I got it because I didn't want to forget it. But unfortunately, I loaned my car out,
and
the thing got probably emptied into my garage somewhere. But I got to tell you, and we can cover it maybe in segment three a little bit more, but you were the one that was all giddy about it, and right. I'm like Mr. Basic Thermopen. I don't like toys. You like toys. You like gadgets.
Well, and we're going to talk about that because Gifts for the Griller is about what the show's about.
Well, I'll tell you what. After I started looking at what they did, this thing is pure genius.
Yep.
But there's also, are you giving me the hook, Conrad?
No, heck no.
He gave you the finger. Three of them. Three of them he gave you. Yeah.
He has three middle fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys are so distracted. I swear.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Well, my peripheral vision's pretty good.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, so here's kind of the gong that I heard. As I'm trying to program mine, my internet went out.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I did the show plan. That's why it's all over the map today.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't even send it to you. I had to text you
right. What
I had on there, and I said, please print.
Yep.
I finally get a new printer. Everything's working good. Well, guess what? It's a network printer.
Right, sure. Yeah, they all are.
So the long and the short of it is, a takeaway, I should say, is sure, these new Wi-Fi this and that's are all great, but sometimes you need a basic tool too.
Right.
And I'm going to go back to that ThermoPen, my MX1, and whichever versions and iterations I have, I'm going to always make sure I have some of that basic stuff, because if you're doing a cook, and you end up like us where your broadband goes out.
Yep. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
You lose track of your...
It's gone out a bunch on us in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, really. You must have some...
All over the nation, I noticed internet being down all over.
Yeah.
And they say this or that. I have no idea what it is, but I am quite sure of this. I'm getting Starlink.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're using all the bandwidth in New Jersey to guide those drones that are flying all over. There, I don't know. You know, there's something going on there, but
there's
that's
something
a whole
going
issue.
On all over the world.
Right? Yeah, there's a song like that.
Yeah.
But so we're going to talk a little bit about in the rest of the show holiday gifts for the griller, smoker, or just regular outdoor cooking enthusiast on your list. There's a lot of things. We're going to cover a budget from a couple bucks to maybe a couple thousand bucks.
Is there any cast iron that you still need?
You know what? I'm pretty good, except that I gave away some. So
ran out of room?
Well, no.
Instead of cleaning it?
It was a gifts that we put together, and we filled them with those cobblers. And just said, never mind, you can
keep it. Well,
you
had a bunch of those.
Yeah, I did. I had like six of those regular 10-inch skillets, and I've got two left. So
which is plenty.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got a variety of sizes, and the ever-present and always useful Dutch oven. I still got that, too. So maybe, Bob, if we run out of items today, you can talk about the wonderful things you can do in a Dutch
maybe
oven.
Maybe I'll have to get you the big 12-quart.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't know. I got that one. I don't know how many. Six, maybe? Six-quart? It's a big one. But anyway. So
said.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about the heat source for the griller. Maybe a new grill, smoker, griddle, whatever it may be. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.